This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We started talking about Krishma and Tefillah. We saw about the two inyanim that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two main things that we're mekabel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzias itself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shalit and takes and runs everything. Hashgacha. Now, just to clarify a minute, the Umas HaOlam also went in a lot of them in one or the other direction. For instance, the idea that there's a God who runs the world, that there are powers that may be that run the world, it's true about all of the Avodah Zaras. That's what it's about. The powers that may be. All the Avodah Zaras are powers that do things in the world. On the other hand, the philosophers, Aristotle and Bechulu, they believed in some sort of primary force that may be similar to what we call Havaya, but they have nothing to do with the world. So you have a choice. The Ovda Vodazora believe in Elohim Acherim, and that's what they believe in. And that's why Paro, when he told him Hashem, he said, who is that? Whereas the philosophers believed in some type of transcendent force, but that has zero to do with life as it is. Is not involved at all in it. When we mekabel Olam HaShemayim v'Hashem Elokeinu, we have the chibur of the two together. We find a lot of ra in the world that are there. Either generated by Bechira, the Metzias of Ra is the biggest issue in Emunah that we have to wrestle with. The Metzias of Ra in the world is Hefech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hefech Ritzoyne HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if there's a Metzias of Ra, how do you understand it? That's why there were Avodah Zarah, there were Bali Avodah Zarah, the Zoroastrians who believed in two kochos. They just couldn't reconcile. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv, then how do you explain the Ra and all its different manifestations? So that's our challenge to Emunah.
Didn't Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg say that the issue with Zoroastrianism is that if there's a God of good and evil, then you should go with the evil God, because then it's you're more likely to get if one's merciful and one's not merciful, then go with the side that's not merciful and don't take
say that. And therefore fine, and therefore what? So I mean, but that doesn't mean people. It's a difficulty that we struggle with, but we don't have a good way of understanding the Ra existing. That's in other words, the reason why we need Emunah is because it doesn't sit well with us. So that is something. So in the world is a Shulton of Ra. The Shulton of Ra, and every time it comes to a high point and it's kaifer, and that becomes something very hard to understand. Omnam hayodeya bedrochav yisbarach umaymik binyanim yeda kal kolparim enkel ze alasibu misibes bederach amik. All of it is just hechetimtze. Kula miskavlan kudas hashlamas abriya ovom mistaimim mosachan abchelak rishon. In other words, what we know about it is it's part of a bigger picture. And we don't, and this is, there are people who always feel that the way they'll deal with Ra is by explaining how it's tov. I think that's A, most of the time it falls flat, and B, there's a certain arrogance in it. Kilo, I mean, we're talking about the deepest part that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand. Tzadik v'ralo, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand, period. So that some maggot from someplace could tell me exactly why this is happening, that's happening, the other thing's happening, I wonder. So he's pitting himself against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu stopped short and said, there's something I don't understand, and this is something we don't understand. The only thing we know for sure about it is that it's part of a picture and not the picture itself. In Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, we start with it that and so on. We see Ra blossoming everywhere, and it challenges us until the end. The only time we'll understand is at the end. So the emuna means that in my frame of reference, I don't get it, and I don't understand it, and I don't have tshuvas fit, but it's part of a much bigger picture, and in the big picture, this is all part of the taif. Some of it we might have some understanding, we have some general sense of the purpose of Yisurim, the purpose of this or that, but that anybody should just walk around giving out all sorts of, he has the answers to all that, I think is kind of assuming that he's God. This is the part that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. But, yes?
Is that necessary for Bechira?
Huh?
Is that necessary for Bechira?
What necessary for Bechira?
For us not to understand why there's Ra.
It's not necessary. It's a metzias because if you understand it, you'd be God. And since at the latest count you're not, so you don't understand it. I don't understand why it's something. Do you understand how gravity works? No. And it still works. You don't jump off a building because it works. So there's a lot we don't understand. There's little that we do understand. So this is one of the things a person needs to say. I don't know, I don't understand, and it's the proper place for a person to put himself. So occasionally, you want to be chazan somebody in emuna, and you show how something which led to a very torturous path came out good at the end, and so on. There's a mockum for that occasionally, but people walk around. This guy has this problem because it's a Gilgal. This guy has this problem because this is going to come out. This person, I don't know. I don't know where people get it from. The only thing that we need to say is Ra exists only as a subset of Taif, just like the way we look at a medical procedure. It's painful, debilitating, expensive, and the only reason why it's good is because it's part of a bigger healing. In medical stuff, you have an idea why this is here. In Yarem Vashkach, in the big picture, we don't have, we may not have. So I'll go upon him. But this is the big test of Yehuda, is to understand how Ra also fits into it. So, for whatever reason, things have to go roundabout. And when all the pieces finally get to their destination, we understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Yochad Miuchad. If I can give an example, again, we'll use contemporary examples, the Rubik's Cube. If you have a Rubik's Cube, maybe it's not so contemporary. It used to be this thing. And,
what? 80s is
contemporary. I'm
sorry? 80s. So contemporary.
So you want to get all the colors on one side, so if you're highly experienced, you try to get all the greens on one side, lolech. and we give it to somebody who knows what he's doing, so, you know, it seems to be no. He seems the greens were here, and then he redoes it again, and then all of a sudden, at the end of whatever time it takes him, everything is in its place. And things didn't go in the way that, you know, you would have expected, but for somebody who knows what he's doing, it does go. So, Darchei Hashgacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu goes in all sorts of strange ways, in all sorts of various Gilgulim. And again, I don't mean Gilgul here, the way it's used contemporary. I mean Gilgulim. It means it goes round and about, and a lot of times things seem to be going where they shouldn't be, and it seems to be counterproductive. And yet, at the end, all of it comes back into place. A simple thing that I've had quite a few times this experience with, like, say, Eshet Torah someplace, where someone will tell me, well, he was in this town, usually it's, I think he was in Brazil or whatever it was, and all of his friends went to a Jewish school, and he wanted to go to Jewish school. His parents were adamant that he has to go to a Goyish school, and all of them that went to Jewish school are not from, and he became from. They all hate the Jewish schools, they didn't like it, and whatever it is, and somehow the fact that he ended up in a Goyish school allowed him not to build up this negativity in Adrab and to look for it, and so on. People see that, find that, and so on. But how it works, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Uma shenicha oid bo'imek za'inyen hu gila amitas yichuri yisbarach. And in the helam of all of this comes out a much stronger gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to explain now why this is a bigger gilu, but in general, in the big picture, it goes like this. There's one of the aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilu is less nehurel dafikim wei chashucha. It's a lashon zayar kadosh. Light is only meaningful if it comes out from darkness. So, if a person is walking on a lit up street, a person lives in a city and the street's all lit up, and you ask him at night, you know, how do you get around? The person says, I don't know, what's the problem? It's dark. It's not dark, it's light. Are the street lights? I don't know, I guess. I never bothered to look. I don't know, but everything's light. There's no problem. When you have a blackout and everything's out and you can't see anything, and then the lights come on, that's when you notice the light. That's when you see the light. So, in for the gilui of the Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, it is necessary sometimes for us to see it against the backdrop of Ra. It's the only way in which it comes out. This is one of the inyanim that it's one of the purposes of having Ra, is that Tov only takes on meaning when Ra is the backdrop to it. So Choshech Te'or, Ra to Tov, and so on. But all of these things, how much and when and where and why, that's all the Mala. Okay, so he says like this. So he's going to explain Mashiach, I'm saying he's a Gila Mitzichud Yisbarach. I want to leave this for next time. This is introductory phrase for the next piece over here. Just going back a second, he says over here that many things go through different Gilgulim in order to get to where they are. One of the understandings of Lamashal Deiris, you have a musig of a dor, dordeya, dor hamabel, dor that was nichas at Yisrael, the dor shamich, the beis mikdash was charev, called dor that beis mikdash is not nivav yamav. A dor is a certain segment of time that's meaningful, or time or bria that's meaningful in the big picture. So whenever you take a slice of time and you look at it in itself, you don't really have any idea what you're looking at. Just like when you take an x-ray that's flat, you don't have all that much information from it. So unless you do a scan and you see three-dimensional, one of the things that's helpful today in some medical stuff is where they give you, let's say, a monitor to see over time what happens. It over a day, how much, you know, how's your heart doing and so on, ups, downs, because that's part of the picture. So the different kufis and the zmanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyayed in the world, together, each star is only soyev, each star is its own tikkun, each star accomplishes something, and somewhere along the line, all these pieces are coming together. We don't. We have a one-dimensional view, two-dimensional view. The idea of understanding the klal, the klolius of the people, and the movement through time, the fourth dimension, we don't have a shaykhus to it. And that's why we can never understand the picture. It's we're looking at a still shot, when really what we should be looking at is a video. We should be looking at, you know, what's been happening. And we don't. We live in a certain door, we experience things like a certain door, and that's Lasid Lava Mitzvah Hashem. We'll see an entire picture, and then we'll see that it all was. Once, if I show you a picture, it could be very misleading. When I get to see the video and I see what this picture was doing when and where, then a person has an insight into what's there. Okay. Yeah.